Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Struggling, taking one day at a time. I sent a CD to a record label and they did not contact me. I thought I probably was undermined, but it's really hard, but I've been dealing with this for such a long time to go for that Hollywood dream, because, you know, it's a dream that has became an illusion. So much pain and I suffered. It practically destroyed my life because I never received any recognition. I knew the gamble, but it was so painful not to see or to see my dreams come true. So I write about it, I sing about it. What I mean by dreams come true, like to see it, that everybody can get exposed to it and get on the Billboard chart or something. And that never happened. So I continue to sing, I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. At the same time, there's another dream that I mentioned, about law school. It's a struggle to do that, too. And I studied a lot. I'm trying my best, and I'm off, I've been off a lot. So many obstacles, so many challenges. But I continue to go for that dream. But it's very hard to go for a dream that hasn't happened. But I can't give up, because if I do, it's going to be harder to deal with things than actually go for it. So I have to go for it. Law school is just something like an extension to where I can have something else to fall back on. I'm a starving artist for a long time. I got my music out, so I got one step at another to get to a professional level. It's been a hard time. And then I get, working and doing things, I became a starving student. That's not what I had in mind, to be a struggler, to have my life destroyed. I had obstacles in form of others who wanted to take it away, obstacles in form of myself, wondering why do I deal with things. So the best answer is to take it one day at a time, live life on my own terms and like myself. It is very hard to go for dreams. A lot of people have made their dreams happen. I was looking at, people I admire, influence me in music, like the Beatles or something like that, they made it, or looking at the Jacksons. I was watching Janet Jackson, but that was my childhood when she was at her peak, with Control and stuff. And I was really, 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 really young, extremely young. Their dreams, Father Joe took them, they had so many challenges. A lot of challenges, and their dreams can happen. I have so many challenges, and my dreams have not happened to like theirs, but I can easily believe. Some people think I'm still unrealistic, or at my age, they say, oh, I need to give up. I don't have the size or shape. I'm too fat. I'm too ugly. Blah, blah. I don't listen to that. You know, it's like self-love, you know, but I also realize that all naysayers say that to everybody, regardless of where they come from. They always say it ain't going to happen until it happens. Because a lot of people, you know, they always say that. It doesn't, and it's just a part of the belief that it can happen. I'd like to see the challenges get lessened, but then again, I have expectations, and that's not how life works. My life has been extremely challenging. You can say it's like living on the edge of a cliff. Either I still walk afloat, or I fall off and die off a mountain. That's how I feel my life has been. And I always stay afloat because I always make the right decisions. It's not easy. So my answer is to one day at a time, to continue to believe in thyself. If it's positive, I'm going to be fine. I always realize that if I make a goal or something, if it's positive, you know, making music and wanting to be in the industry or going to law school or having a great job or having this, it's positive, I'm going to be okay. If it's negative, I'm not. I'm getting involved in self-destructive things or trying to do things to hurt people. I'm not that type of person. But I know anything that's negative to myself or others, then I won't. Oh, things won't be all right. I have to be positive. Even if, no matter what is said or what is going on, even if I have a bad day, I have those ups and downs. Part of my psyche has been affected by the extreme harshness and atrocities I experienced when I was younger, and not seeing the dreams that when I was older and not having a normal life. I just simply didn't have a normal life like other people. People got married. People had their this. When I was a child, they went to their prom. They got their new car. I didn't get that. It was mode to survive, about basic survival, to stay alive. That's why I felt all my life, survival. Almost like trying to win a war that I've been forced, that I've been put into. But I'm a positive. I have to be positive because I make music and I have so much going for me. I'm telling you this because I know people out there are struggling too, so I'm just saying it from my standpoint, one day at a time. Everything is going to be okay. It's going to get better. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be just fine. As long as I put some effort into it and have the right intentions. It was painful that the record label didn't contact me. Maybe they were tired of me contacting them. I said, you know, 5 days, you know, they didn't contact me. And they said, it's 5 to 7, 10 business days, and they didn't contact me. You know, it's time paying for that. I didn't see that dream come true after all these years, so many years. You know, like somebody would at least like my record, but then I realized I had to like it and continue to believe that it can happen. I did make it to the professional level, so that's a good thing. One day at a time. And I know not everybody's going to like my record. Not everybody on this world is not going to like me. I learned that a long time ago. Because I didn't have myself. The other thing that I also realized was why I was struggling is that other people misunderstood me and put me in situations that totally undermined my focus and my destiny. When I came out here and somebody sent me way out to a place that had nothing to do with trying to make it in the music industry. Of course, when I went and I did things, I was so lost. It actually cost me a lot of time and altered me. But I was able to wake up and say I had to take control. I really do. I had to take control. Well, things happen for a reason. I hope I have a ways to go. It's better late than never to see that dream come true. Or whatever direction life leads me, I'm sure it would be positive. But it's painful. It's all fully authentic. So I work very hard. Just not performing on stage, writing music, the lyrics, the melodies, the music, just making demos. I mean, just really being a true artist. But then I realized the recognition has to come from within. And I always respect other people. And always, my motto is to always tell a person to go for their dream when I haven't seen mine. Because of how much pain I experience or triumph I encounter, I always have to be nice to others when it comes to dreams. Nice to others in general. But one day at a time is the answer. I'm going to do the best I can. You know, I'm struggling. I ask so many questions. I'm having trouble getting it, but I get it. I got it because I know I'm going to get it. I believe I will. I can grasp it. I can grasp law school just like I can grasp music. Part of the challenges is through outside of me, through others who feel threat to seeing me go for dreams. Or maybe it's because of jealousy or ignorance, which is the case. They don't like seeing somebody go for a dream. Because of my songs are authentically. I wrote them. You know? But it's all about my singing. I really made it, those songs. And I did not make a song to be undermined. You know? I do believe that being a good person, being as good as possible, is going to take me to the next level, because being an evil person will always destroy a person or something. It doesn't pan out. I always going to always be kind to myself and kind to others, despite what I'm going through. It's taking it one day at a time, being good, never giving up, and go for dreams.